Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Pei Vav. As we continue, Pei Hei Amabez in Perek Amar Rabbi Akiva. And first on the agenda is to finish out the last couple of lines related to issues of Kilayim, which we spoke all about yesterday. Inyanim of Maris Ayin on a Daraisa level as we went through. And we are up to the last couple of lines on Pei Hei Amabez before we get into other topics. Esvir Ravina Loravashi. Ravina asks Ravashi, we just spoke about different permutations of cases of Kilayim, and the Yisod was that as long as they look like different fields, an Aruga, a Sadeh Gadol, so then it's okay. The question is, Gemara asks from the Tosefta in Kilayim, Avodas Yerek B'Yerek, Achar Shisha B'Yerek Acher, Shisha Tvachim. The space that is required for any type of vegetable in the surrounding, when are you allowed to plant, how are you allowed to plant another vegetable next to it? You need what's called avodas hakerem, or avodas hayarek, the amount of space that is required in order to bring machinery, to bring tools, in order to work that kerem, that vegetable. So and normally, if you look throughout the Mishnayos and Maseches Kilayim, that's six tvachim. So how could we say, in all these let's continue first, before we get to the question, v'ro'an osam, ketavla merubas, and you view it as if it is a tavla merubas. Meaning as long as something is viewed as in its own square, so that would be good enough to be considered its own area. But we just said previously at the end of yesterday's shiur that in order, Rav Yochanan said, in order to get many different vegetables in one's field, one could draw a circle inside the square and plant one vegetable inside the circle. On every corner, plant another one. And in that way, one could fill the square. Rav Yochanan's lashon of memali kol ginaso yarek. So the Gemara is mendai kitavlo hu deshari. I thought, it sounds like from this Brat Tosefta, that only like a square it's mutter. Halav achi aser. But if it wouldn't be a square, it would be a different shape. So then that wouldn't be considered its own entity. A circle would be a problem. So the Gemara says no. Hasam la akule bakula achrina. Lahatir rosh tor hayotze heimena. When do you need a square? That's that special heter that we mentioned yesterday, rosh tor. If you have a triangular field that's pointed right next to a square field, then they can be right near each other, and it's still mutter. Because as we mentioned from the Emek Bracha and from already the Rambam, that Kilayim on a Daraisa level has much to do with Maris Ayin, and as long as it looks like a separate field, so then that would be good enough. So in order to have a triangular field look separate, so the Gemara assumes they have to have a triangular field with a point next to a square field, a flat surface. But if one has a circular field or any other shape in right next to the triangle, so then that would be a problem. Okay, so let us continue though now with the next Gemara. Says the Mishnah on Daf Pei Vav. So the Mishnah on Daf Pei Vav, the sugyas of Poleta Shechva Zera. Here we go. This, by the way, gets us into the reason that the sugyas of Maimon Har Sinai and Nasa V'Nishma is tomorrow's Gemara, on Daf Pei Tes, that is Yom Sunday's Gemara, about Yitzchak Avinu being Malam Yitzchus on Klal Yisrael. A lot of famous Gemaras coming up. It's all because of this first line in the Mishnah, which relates to the experience of Maimon Har Sinai. Also happens to be one of the major sources in Shas for a specific halacha in Huchas Nida, which Beis Hashem will get to as well a little bit later. Says the Mishnah, Minayim lepoleta shechva zera b'yom ha'shlishi shehi tameya. How do I know that if a man and a woman are together and within 3 days, after the husband and wife are together, if the woman still has a discharge of the zera from the man, so that zera still has status of shechva zera on the third day, and it's still mitame. So you know shechva zera is mitame, and therefore, when does it stop being shechva zera? When does it lose its status? When does it become putrid? Halachically, not physically, but halacha has a certain definition. So the halacha assumes that it loses its potency after 3 days, and therefore within 3 days it is tamea. But after 3 days, if a woman has an emission, has zera coming out of her after 3 days, so that is not mitameher. Shneamar hayunu chonim l'shloshes yamim. Be ready for 3 days. We'll get to all the specific details, how Chazal darshan that. But for 3 days before Maimon Har Sinai, Bnei Yisrael had to separate from their wives. Why? Because not only are we worried about a re'iyah by the man in those 3 days, but then that might not require 3 days. But for the women, we're also worried that they would have a plata, a spitting out a coming out of Shechva Zera, that would be Matami then. We want everybody to be Tahorim, to be pure, to be able to accept the Torah, and therefore we have these days of Hachana, Shloshes Yimei Hagbola, where we are cordoned off, not only physically from the mountain, but from husband and wife, and that is why Moshe Rabbeinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have us separated for 3 days. But that's the source. Hayinachonim l'shloshes yamim. Tosas points out two ha'aris. Number one, this was before the Torah was given. What are we talking about? Tum and Tara. Tleita shechva zera, tumas ziva, tumas shechva zera. They didn't have the Torah yet. They didn't have tum and Tara yet. Maybe they got the halachas of Para Aduma in Mara. But that's the Tara process, where they get any of the Tumah process. Tosas points out, Ava Bisha Ba'osa Sha Adain Lo Nitna Torah, Mikomako Mistama Hikpida Torah Al Dover Sha'asin Lios Tumah Achamatan Torah. Mistama the Torah was, it's Maimon Har Sinai. So if Maimon Har Sinai, Mistama the Torah would be Makbid on situations and on Tumah that would become Tameh after Maimon Har Sinai. The Yafa, stop there for a moment. So, I mean, sometimes you see, we go through the sugya, we've discussed many times of the Avos keeping the Torah before the Torah was given, certain mitzvahs they followed, certain mitzvahs they did not follow, Yaakov married two sisters, v'chulu, but sometimes there are certain echoes in the sources that even though something was mutter per se, there's still a stain because in the future it's going to be usher. Like the Gemara and Arvei Psachim. It's come up in the past. Gemara Rabbi Pesachim talks about that in Lasa Lavo, there's going to be the Suda of the Levyasan, and the question is, the Gemara says there's going to be a whole Suda, and the question is, who's going to bench at the end of the Suda? Who's going to bench? That's a pretty big question. You got the Avos there, you got David HaMelech, you got Moshe Rabbeinu, who's going to bench? So it's interesting, they don't ask Aaron a Kohen. He's not on the list. But usually we would say a Kohen Mevarech, he's not on the list. So Gemara goes through. Oh, maybe Avram should bench. No, Avram says, I can't bench. I had a Yishmael. Yitzchak, I should bench. No, I had an Esav. Yaakov says, no, I married two wives. And the Torah said in the future that was going to be Usser. That's Yaakov's stain. He didn't do anything wrong. There was Ruach HaKodesh. He was supposed to marry two wives, four wives. And he was supposed to have the Shiftei Kod with these four women. Ruach HaKodesh. Still, the Yaakov Avinu says, I can't bench. And it goes through, what about Moshe Rabbeinu? He says, I can't bench because I didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. Unbelievable. Yeshua. What about Yeshua? Yeshua, I didn't have a son. Right? Look in Divrei Yamim. Yeshua Beno, he ends. Nun, Yeshua, boom. No sons. So finally we get to David HaMelech. David says, yeah, I got it. Li no'el varech. I could bench. Kos Yeshuos eso v'shem Hashem ekra. I could lift up the Kos Yeshuos. So David HaMelech. That's fascinating. David HaMelech, they don't live the perfect life either. Dafka, he's the one. Forget the sins that are going to be in the future. What about Bishaito? We have a Gemara earlier, Mesech HaShabbos, Kol Omer David Chata Eino Latoa, but still, David HaMelech is the paradigm of Tshuva, and he's the one, more than everybody else. Fascinating. That's the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim. That's another example where you see it. It's a little, even though it's before, it's a little hint before. So that's Tosus' first point, that even though at that time there was no Tumah V'Tahara, but still, it was going to be Usser, it was be Tameh, after Matan Torah, and therefore, by Maamar Har Sinai, we are Machped. Third line of Tosfos, his second point. V'yavagav delo hikpida al zovin umutsarana bo'ali nidos. So why, if this is true, was the Torah only Machped on one type of Tumah? Shechva Zera. That's the only type of Tumah we're worried about here? What about an Ishu's Tamei Anida? That's even more serious Tumah than Shechva Zera. Nidas, Tamei Mishkav, and Moshav, if she sits on something. But we're not worried about other types of Tumah. We're only worried about Tumas Shechva Zera. Says Tosfos, because that's the type of Tumah that comes out of Kalas Rosh. And let's see the last two lines of Tosfos. The Balkari Eino Be'emo V'yira, the Machlas Kalas Rosh Upa. Through Kalas Rosh, through levity, Shechva Zera comes. And sometimes it's not an inappropriate levity. If a husband and a wife are together, that's appropriate levity. But still, because it comes out of Kalas Rosh, but for 3 days before Maimon Har Sinai, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to shy away from such situations. That's why Pelata Shechva Zera on the third day, Nechonim Shlosas Yamim. Good. Number one. Number two. The Pnei Yeshua here discusses, why didn't they just do a check? Why don't you do a strong kinuach? Pnei Yeshua says sometimes in halacha, besides the 3 day wait, there are other ways. Pnei Yeshua discusses maybe that wasn't practical at that time. Not everybody would know how to do it, and you have to have a certain rule for all the women of the time. Good. Number one. Number two. Minayin shemarchitza nasamila b'yom shlishi shechol yes b'shabbos. If you remember, Rashi said at the beginning of the parak, this line is the reason why this whole parak is here. Right? None of the rest of the parak has to do with Masechah Shabbos until we get to the end of it. But Rashi quotes, oh, it's because of this line. The Mishnah tells us, how do I know that on the third day after a bris milah, it's still pikuach nefesh, and therefore I am allowed to wash the baby with hot water on the third day? Shenema, vahibi amashlishi, biosam kovim. Because you see, by Shechem, they were in pain after 3 days. That was the day that Shimon and Levi attacked. Right, this week's parsha, Shimon v'Levi achim klei chamas mecheirosayhem, and you see from there that the third day is cave, and that's why this pikuach nefesh, and one would be able to wash a baby with hot water on Shabbos. We're going to have Ezra Shema Machlokas later on in the Masechta, the sugya of ishtapech chamimei, the sugya of I'm supposed to boil up the water before Shabbos and then wash the baby on Shabbos because I know there's going to be a tzarech here. What happens, the Rishonim there talk about, if the baby's supposed to have a milah on Shabbos, and I boiled up the water before Shabbos, then all of a sudden, right before the milah, the water spills all over the place. So there's no more hot water. So what do? So I have to do bris milah, it's day 8. Am I allowed to do bris milah, knowing that after the milah, I'm going to have to be mechalel Shabbos and boil up water because the baby's going to be in a state of pikuach nefesh? Or do I say, no, right now he's not in pikuach nefesh, I'm going to put him into pikuach nefesh? You allowed to do that? And then memeo, once he's in pikuach nefesh, everybody agrees once he did the milah, you're allowed to boil up water. You have a chiv to boil up water at that time, because according to medical knowledge of that time, you needed to boil up the water. So are you allowed to do the milah knowing? That's a machlokas between the Baal Amar and the Ramban. As we spoke about in the past, the Ramban says, of course, do the milah. What Rav Rishonim would say, you do the milah, you worry about that afterwards. Knisa l'matzav shel d'chiyas yisurin. Says the Ramban, ein l'mitzvah el ha-shaito, and therefore, you gotta do the milah. And after the milah, you gotta boil up the water. Says the Baal Amar, an unbelievable chiddush, you push off the milah. Milah doche chavala. Milah doche, the malachas that relates directly to the milah. But malachas that you should have done beforehand, and malachas that you're going to be forced to do because you do the milah that you didn't have to do, the Baal Amar says that's not allowed. That's not Docha Shabbos. You have to have a long-term view of mitzvos. And therefore, if there is a situation where right now there's no need to violate an isser, and I'm going to do something in order to violate an isser, so then that would be not allowed. That's the sugya of ishtapich chamime, related to the hot water. Rav Moshe, in the first chelik of Vigris Moshe, relates to this when he discusses the case of a person who is going to be quarantined in a hospital, and everything he brings up to the hospital is going to have to be burned and destroyed before he leaves. Is he allowed to bring in his tefillin? Well, he has to wear tefillin for 2 weeks, knowing that then after 2 weeks, then his tefillin are going to have to be destroyed. So again, do you have a long-term, short-term? Right now, I have a mitzvah tefillin. That's all I have to worry about. In 2 weeks from now, it's going to be pikuach nefesh, and therefore the tefillin is going to have to be destroyed so it doesn't make anybody else sick. Or do I say, no, I can't wear tefillin for 2 weeks because I have to have the long-term view. Either way, that all relates to our line right here and the sugya later on in Shabbos of washing the baby on the third day after his bris. There's a machlokas rishonim here and elsewhere. Is it even the third day or specifically the third day? Rashi right here says, "Minay shemarchitzin da'af biyom gimel masukanu." Right, even the third day, meaning day 1 and 2, of course, day 1 and 2 are even more, right, state of danger. But even the third day, that's what Rashi says here, and that is what the Meiri says, which we'll read the Meiri in a second. He has a very interesting ha'ara. Other Rishonim, the Rambam and the Rashi Maseches Tainis seems to say no, specifically the third day. There's something about the third day that is more biyosam koavim. Right, they were in pain. Right, why didn't Shimon and Levi do it the first day? No, Davka, the third day has some type of special pain. The Meiri, you remember I just said, held. No, it's even the third day. So the Shaila is, so why they wait? Why they wait for 3 days? Amazing psychological insight. Says the Meiri right here. I don't know why this isn't more famous. The Meiri says Shimon and Levi were wavering. Should we do it? Should we not do it? I'm not sure. Right, Yaakov's going to be mad at us. So they were wavering. Finally, on the third day, they said, it's now or never. We bet it's now or never. The first day, they said, they couldn't decide. He says, it shows the human element. V'kol shekein she'yukov v'risha m'sheni, ela shahayu nimlachin ba'atzman, im yasu, im lo yasu. U'kshiyugiyu l'shlishi v'danu ba'atzman, she'im lo yasu ba'osu ayom, afei misrapim. Today's the last day, you know what? We better do it. Nimnu v'gamru lahargam alma v'chulu v'chulu. That's the Meiri's psychological insight into Shimon and Levi. Okay, that's related to Marchitzin es Hamila on the third day. We continue. Third statement of the Mishnah. Minayin shekoshen lashon shel zahoris b'rosh seir hamishtaleach. How do I know that in the Avodas Yom Kippurim, the special Avoda of sending the goat, one of the goats is offered as a carbon Lashem, and the other goat is pushed off the cliff by Azazel. How do I know that I tie a piece of ribbon partly to the horn of the Seir HaMishtaleach and partly to the some other place? Mishnayos and Yuma describe. It used to be in the base of Hamikdash, but it was very public, so it would be pretty depressing if it didn't turn white. Went from red to white. If it didn't turn white, because we weren't Zochah, so that would be pretty depressing in the middle of Yom Kippur for everybody to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to give us kapara. So we changed it to tie it next to the rock on the top of the cliff. But people were able to see then too. People went and followed the Ish'iti to the Midbar. So they stopped showing it in public. But how do you know that idea that a person is supposed to tie the Lashon Shel Zahoris on the top of Zir Mishtaleach, Shneamar, based on the Pasuk at the beginning of Yeshayahu? Im yu chata'echem kashanim kasheleg yalbinu. If your sins are kashanim, are red like ribbon, kasheleg yalbinu, they will be whitened like snow. What do you see in that Pasuk? This idea of Yom Kippur. So Sfasema says it's from the shanim, the plural lashon. It should be im yu chata'echem kashani. Shani means red ribbon. What's kashanim? It must be, it's split into two. That's the remez, that you split it into two, partly on the goat and partly left for the Bnei Yisrael to see. Last one, number four, minayim l'sicha shehi kishtia b'yom ha-kippurim. How do I know that anointing, smearing on Yom Kippur is like drinking? What does that mean, is like drinking? Let's finish in a second. Avo bishin raylo davar zeichel davar. Even though there's no proof positive to this, there is a zeichel, there is a hint to it. Shneemar v'tavo chamayim b'kirbo v'chashem ba'atz mosav. So in the same pasuk, we compare mayim and shemen. So too, that's a remez that on Yom Kippur, we compare sicha and shtia. So it doesn't mean exactly sicha and shtia. And Machok has been shown him at the beginning of the last parak in Meseches Yuma, whether achila and shtia, eating and drinking on Yom Kippur, is for sure asa daraisa with an iser karis. That's for sure. What about the other inuyim? So that is a major machlokas we've shown him. But everybody agrees it's not karis. Karis is only achila shtia and malacha. But the other inuyim of nilot hasandal and tashma shamita and sicha, the other ones are for sure no karis. The question is, are they daraisa also without a punishment, or are they only drabanan? That's machlokas, Bali Tosfos and the Ran and the Rambam all get involved. But that is, so here it doesn't mean literally sicha ish kishtia, but it means in general, we compare sicha and shtia, but not hardcore halacha. They're both aser. They're both aser on Yom Kippur. This might be a remez that it's daraisa, because we're comparing it, even though it's based on a pasuk in Yeshayo, but it could be a remez to those Rishonim that say all the five Yinuyim are Daraisa. If you want to just look, we're not going to go into it now, because there's more to talk about. The Brisker Rav, in the back of the Grizal Rambam, there are a couple of pages of letters that he wrote to certain people. I'm saying certain people because he doesn't say who he's writing to. He just writes, Ma'alu Kvot Tarasif. There is a letter on page 156 in Tafresh Peites that he discusses this sugya of Sicha Kishtia. He talks about it in the context of truma. A czar, a non-Kohen, is not allowed to eat truma, is not allowed to drink truma, I'm not allowed to use truma to anoint myself, to take oil of truma to anoint myself. So there he discusses how the Rambam seems to only put the halacha of sicha kishtia together when the czar, when the Yisrael has to pay for the truma, not in the Isser context. So he discusses why that is. Maybe in some ways Sicha Ish Kishtia, and some ways it is not Kishtia. Anyway, that's the Brisker Rav at the end of his Sefer. But let's continue. Says the Gemara back to the beginning. Back to the beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, play the Shechvazera 3 days. That's line one. And the second line is washing the baby 3 days after Mila. Reisha delo Rav Elazar ben Azaria. Seifa Rav Elazar ben Azaria. The first line seems to be not like Rav Elazar ben Azaria. Which Rav Elazar ben Azaria? We'll get to it in the Gemara. Because the Gemara is going to say that he does not hold Shichva Zera is 3 days potent. We're going to see he holds 2 days. But that's why the first line is not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But the second line is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that on the third day, the Mishnah says later on in Masechah Shabbos, that that is appropriate to wash the baby on the third day. So how do you, the first two lines of the Mishnah? Deik Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, because if you say the first Mishnah, the first line of the Mishnah is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Tahara Shaman Alei, we learned in a Braisa that we're going to read soon, that Shichva Zera on the third day is ready Tahara. It's not Tamea for 3 days. It's Tamea for 2 days. On the third day, it's Tar. So the first line seems to be against Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So Gemara says, there is a machlokas elsewhere. Rashi quotes in Baba Metzia. Whenever you have a contradiction, is it better to answer the contradiction by saying it's a machlokas? Or is it better to answer the contradiction to say that we're talking about two different cases? It's a different general Derech HaLimud question. What is a better way to answer up a stira? Right? Each one has its positives and negatives. Right, we like to say it's a machlokes. We don't have to say that the case is missing details that are chashuv that we don't read on the surface. So it's better to say it's a machlokes. But also, if two statements are anonymous, we'd rather not attribute them to due to different people. So there's a ma'alan chisaron to each view. So the Gemara says, mandalo muki kitanoi, according to the one who would rather not have a machlokes tanaim in the same Mishnah, tanareisha tahara umuki la lakula krabazim nazaya. He says he would have to say that we have the wrong word in the first line of the Mishnah. It should be tahara, not tamea. Uman de mukim kitanoim. According to the one who says no, it's better to say it's a machlokes tanaim than playing around with girsos. Reisha rabbanan v'sefer krabazim nazaya. Fine. Period. Tanu rabbanan. So now we get into it. Play the shechva zera. When a woman, again, a husband and a wife are together for a certain number of days, the Shechva Zera is being emitted by the woman. So for how long does she have the status, does it have the status of Shechva Zera, that it would be Metame her? So we will see. There will be altogether four different opinions. Three of them are right here on Amud Aleph. We'll have a fourth on Amud Beis. And the fourth one is the one that we paskin like, as we'll see. Tana Rabbanan, Poleta Shechva Zera, in terms of Hilchas Nida, as we'll see. Palat Shechva Zera b'yom ha'shlishi tahora. Dear Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that Shechva Zera is tahora on the third calendaric day. The first two opinions that we're going to see reflect the fact that this is not only a halacha about potency of the Zera, because what they hold is that it goes by calendaric days. Meaning, day one is the day that the husband and wife were together, and that could be, let's say, Tuesday, so Monday night is already the beginning of Tuesday, and Tuesday late afternoon is still Tuesday. It doesn't matter, according to these first two opinions, when on Tuesday the husband and the wife were together. It doesn't matter. That's day one. It doesn't matter. And on day three, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Tahora. Even though there can be many hours difference, depending on when the Maisa Bia was. Doesn't matter. In Halacha, Shechva Zera is Tahara on day three. That's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Shita. Hapalada Shechva Zera b'yom shlishi Tahara, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. In general, in Hilchas Nida, day one is always the day of Re'iyah. As we know, if a woman has to count, as we'll talk about later, the 5 days, day one is the day of Re'iyah. If a woman has to count, day one is always. By a Bris Milah, you count 8 days. Day one is the day of the birth. You don't start counting the next day, right? Baby's born on Wednesday, the bris is on the following Wednesday. Always count the day of. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, the third day, meaning day one is the day of the Maisa Bia, day three, Tahora. If she has a plate of Shechva Zera that day, it does not have the status, and it's not Matami here. Rabbi Yishmael Amar, Pa'amim Shehei Dalet Onos, Pa'amim Shehei Mehei Onos, Pa'amim Shehei Vav Onos. Rabbi Yishmael says that there is a different sheet. Rabbi Yishmael, look at the second to last skinny line in Rashi. Balach lok v'lomar to poletes begimol l'shimusha tameya. Rabbi Yishmael says no. On the third day it's tameya. Only on the fourth day is tahora. I'll agree with you that it goes by the calendaric day. That's why he says sometimes it's going to be four onos. An ona is a 12-hour period, a day or night. So sometimes the fourth day is going to be work out to only be four onos, meaning let's say husband and wife are together right before Shkia one day. So that's going to be the shortest amount of time. And sometimes if they're with each other the night before, after Shkia, then you have to count the whole extra day. But he says Like our Mishnah says, that it goes by, the first 3 days are Tameah, the fourth day is Tahorah, and it doesn't matter, again, when the Maisa Biyah was. That's why he says, sometimes it's 4 onos, sometimes it's 5 onos, sometimes it's 6 onos. Everything is totally on the fourth day, Lishimusha. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva comes along and says, no, a third Shita. La'olam, hey, really, it's 5 onos, meaning 60 hours. It's 12, right, 5 onos times 12, 60 hours. It does not go by the calendaric day. That is Rabbi Akiva's opinion. It is just 60 onos. That's the potency of the Shechva Zera, and therefore, that's the halacha in terms of Tumah V'Tahara of the Shechva Zera. V'im yatsa mixas ona rishona, and therefore Rabbi Akiva says, if you went into one ona, nosen la mixas ona shishis, then you delay it in the sixth one, meaning it is 60 hours from the moment of the Maisa Biyah, no matter what. Even if it's in the middle of an ona, you don't round off. Figure out when the Maisa Biyah was, and 60 hours plus 1 minute is when it does not have potency anymore. Three different opinions. So I'm real Rabbanan Kamei de Rapapa, Va'amri lo Rapapa l'Rava, Bishlama, so we asked, Bishlama, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah k'Rabbanan, De'amar Behei Avet Prisha, at the end of today's daf, as I'm going on up onto tomorrow's daf, there's going to be a machlokes exactly when Matan Torah took place. What day of Sivan? Right, what exactly, all the calculations, when was the Prisha, when was the Moshe going up? Everybody agrees the Torah was given on Shabbos, as we'll see, but the question is, what about the dates? So that's going to be a machlokas. So there's a the part of it is when the Prisha was done. When did Moshe Rabbeinu tell them not to be with their wives? So there's a machlokas there. So we're going to relate to that machlokas right now. So according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who says on day 3, everything is tar, that's fine, k'rabbanan. He would have called like the Rabbanan over there to Amri Behei Avet Prisha. Over there, the Rabbanan hold that Thursday was the day of the Prisha of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Thursday was the day of Moshe Rabbeinu comes out Thursday and says, don't be with your wives. So what if they were with their wives a few seconds ago? So that's day 1. Friday is day 2. Shabbos is day 3. And it's Tahorah, and they got the Torah on Shabbos. So according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, everything fits in beautifully. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shmuel, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, who says it's an extra ona, Rabbi Yossi, meaning an extra day, Tamar Bedal and Aprisha. Rabbi Shmuel fits in, because he was like Rabbi Yossi, that on Wednesday was the day that Moshe Rabbeinu gave them the instructions. So Wednesday is day 1, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is 3 days, and then Shabbos, they got the Torah. Ella Rabbi Akiva, come on, according to Rabbi Akiva, who says 60 hours. So who does he hold like? What's his source? It says the Gemara La'olam k'Rabbi Yossi. Really, Rabbi Akiva also holds like Rabbi Yossi that it happened on Wednesday, the Prisha. But k'Da'amar Rav Avada Bar Ava, but he also holds like Rav Avada Bar Ava, who holds Moshe b'hashkama Allah u'b'hashkama Yarad. Everything Moshe did was early in the morning. He went up in the morning, he came down in the morning. Bashkama Allah dechsiv vayashkei Moshe baboker vaya'al el har Sinai. He went up early in the morning. Bashkama yara dechsiv lech reid v'yalisa atav aroni mach. Go down, and you and Aaron will go up. So you see in the pasuk, there's reid and v'alisa right next to each other, down and up. Makish you read the la'aliyah, so we compare. Ma'aliyah bahashkama. If you read the bashkama, so he went in everything in the morning. So you know what Rabbi Akiva would say? Yes, it was Wednesday. It was Wednesday, but it was first thing Wednesday morning. So that's why you have all of Wednesday as well. Wednesday night, Thursday night, right, Friday, and then Friday night, they were already able to be Mekabel the Torah. We'll see why the Torah wasn't given Friday night, because 5 onos already passed by then, according to Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara is going to ask that. But according to Rabbi Akiva, yes, it's Wednesday, but it was very early Wednesday morning. So there was no time on Wednesday for them to have been with their wives. It was very early. So 5 onos pass, boom, then it's Friday night, and they can get the Torah on Shabbos. Period. The Gemara just says, why would Moshe Rabbeinu even have to give them the instructions of Prisha Wednesday morning? Didn't we learn back in Meseches Nida, V'yamar Rav Huna, Yisrael Kedoshim Hein, V'in B'shamshin Mitosein Bayom? Right, the Maisa Biyah is inappropriate during the daytime. So why do you even have to tell the Klal Yisrael that? Tell them what they have to know. They wouldn't be together anyway. The Gemara says, no, there are some exceptions. Ha'amar Rava, Imhaya, Imhaya Beis Afel Mutter. Rava says, if it's a dark house, it will be Mutter. Interesting, they had dark houses in the Midbar. Okay, a dark tent. Right? Biyamar Rava v'itema Rav Papa. Tamar Chacham Mavo Bataliso Mutter. Also, Tamar Chacham can be Mavo Bataliso. Again, we spoke then at length what the reasons are for this. Again, the root issue is one of tsnius, and that's why nighttime is generally more tsanua. No phone calls, no nothing else going on, less in one's head. That's the message of this halacha. Vein Misham Shemitosei Bayom. So that is why, even though it's true for most of the time, but sometimes it's possible, and therefore, Rabbi Akiva says he had to say it in the morning. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. According to these opinions, Rashi says, according to everybody, this question is, v'hatfule yom ninhu. But if, according to all of these opinions, let's say according to the one who says Wednesday was the Prisha, so Wednesday, and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday was the 3 days. So they went to the mikvah after those 3 days, right? After the 3 days, they went to the mikvah because they had to wait a full 3 days. A woman had to wait a full 3 days to play the Shech Mazera. So when she go to the mikvah? Friday night. So really, we hold that if a woman is playing the Shech Mazera and she goes to the mikvah, she's not Torah until the following sunset. She's a Tful Yom. So all Bnei Yisrael were Tful Yom. They all went to the mikvah Friday night, which means that they weren't fully Tahorim until Motzei Shabbos, but they got the Torah Shabbos morning. So were they Tful Yom? Are we forced to say that really the tevila was done before Shkia? You got to bump everything up. We'd rather not say that. So the Gemara says no. Abaya bar Avin v'Rav Chanina bar Avin da'amri travayu. These two brothers said nitna Torah l'tful yom. No, tful yom, as we've mentioned, is somewhere they're semi tameh but they're semi tahar. They're kind of on their way. Usually to become tar, I gotta do something. I have to count, I have to get the paraduma sprinkled on me, I have to go to the mikvah, but a tful yom is a unique status. I went to the mikvah, and all I'm doing is waiting for sunset. And it's such a unique concept that Ravina and Rashi put this whole discussion of tful yom on the first Amud in Shas. That's what they talk about. Tful yom, ma'amas ha'kohanim nechasim, la'chol shumasan. It's a big discussion. So, the Gemara says a tful yom is tar enough for us to get the tar with. Stop there for a minute. Interesting, this might relate. I mean, so okay, Tful Yom. Is there a Badafka reason? Tful Yom. The Torah was Nitzna Torah, L'Tful Yom. So maybe it relates to the beautiful thought we've quoted in the past. We had Parshas here a couple years ago from the Eglei Tal. The Sacha Shavar in his Akdama. Not the first part of Akdama, which is well known for its, you know, you got to enjoy learning. That's Lishma. When you enjoy learning, I hate learning, I'm doing it L'Shem Mitzvah. No, you got to enjoy your learning, if you can. But at the end, he quotes his father, Mashashamati Mikvod Adoni Moi Varabi, right, the Shemi Shmuel, says, actually the Shemi Shmuel, no, the other way. But anyway, he quotes his father, and he says, what's the message of a Tful Yom? It's a Tful Yom that he went to the mikvah already, but he's still Tameh. Why isn't he tar right away? What does he wait till sunset for? He already went to the mikvah. So he says, well, this relates to, why is it, why did Chazal make the Kriya Shema mitzvah taluy on Tful Yom anyway? Why did the Mishnah just say, the first Mishnah in Shas, when is it? Sunset. Or Tseis, whatever the sheet is. What does Kriya Shema have to do with Tful Yom? So says the Eglei Tal, in the name of his father, that we mentioned this in a couple of years ago, that a message of Tful Yom is that something that happens at the beginning of the day affects your whole day. You can't just totally wipe it out. If something happened, if I was Tameh today, the Roshem of Tumah is going to last the rest of the day. Even if I went to the mikvah, but I was Tameh today. So if I was Tameh today, you got to wait for the new day. Because there's effects. And he says, that's the message of Tful Yom, and that's the message of Kriya Shema also. He says, you say Kriya Shema in the morning. That effect of Kriya Shema is supposed to last you at least until nighttime. They got another Kriya Shema. And you don't say Kriya Shema by Mincha. Why? You say Kriya Shema in the morning, and the Roshim of Kriya Shema, the Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim, is supposed to affect me throughout the day. Why? Because after all, Midah Tova is greater than Midah Peronis, and if Midah Peronis, if Tumah lasts the whole day, so Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim. Kasher Bashehu Betumah Kenulu Matoba Kedusha. Kishem Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim Shachris, Av Shacharkach Ein Machshavaso Bazeh, even though I'm not thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu the whole day, Mikom Makom Nishar Bo Roshim, Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim Kol Yom. Umeyerev, it leaves. That's why okay, you have to ask then, if you already said it at night, so I need to say it the rest of the day, is it you slept in the middle? If you have to sleep in the middle, that's kind of that's mafsikit. It's not too difficult. Anyway, that's the Sachat Shavah related to Tfula Yom. But maybe, if we put that onto our Gemara, Maybe HaKadosh, why Daka HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving the Torah to Tful Yom? The roshim of this experience should last for the rest of your life. Just like Tful Yom, the message of Tful Yom is that the roshim exists. This is the beginning of this is the dawn of Am Yisrael. This is the final stage of the birth of Am Yisrael. You see, this Mitzrayim was stage one. This is stage two. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Tful Yom. You're all Tful Yom. Tful Yom is about the roshim lasts the whole day. The roshim of this experience should last the entire history of Klal Yisrael. Maybe that's a suggestion. Okay. We continue. Third line. Yasiv Mereimar v'kamer lo l'hashmaitza. Mereimar was sitting and saying this over about Tful Yom. Amalei Rabina l'Mereimar. Nitna ka'amrit o re'uya ka'amrit. Did it actually happen? Nitna ka'amrit, that it was given to Tful Yom, that they went to the mikvah after sunset, and therefore they were all Tful Yom and they got the Torah? Or is it re'uya ka'amrit? What is re'uya? It could have happened, but it didn't happen. Meaning, B'nai Yisrael all went to the mikvah before sunset on Friday night. And if they would have had a re'iya, then it would have, too late, then it would have messed up the whole count. It would have been Tveya. But Siyata Deshmaya, Hashgacha had it that nobody was a Tful Yom. They could have been Tful Yom, but they weren't. Amarle Ru'uya Ka'amina. So Ru'uya meaning, it could have been. It could have been, but Lamaisa, they were all Tovel on Friday, and they weren't polite afterwards. Period. Now we're going back to the question we alluded to earlier. Velit Balu, according to Rabbi Akiva. Rashi says this question is on Rabbi Akiva. Tosis said it's on everybody. We're going to go with Rabbi Akiva, with Rashi. Again, according to Rabbi Akiva, he said it is, how long? 60 hours, 5 onos. So what did he say? Moshe Rabbeinu gave the instructions early Wednesday morning. So that's 5 onos. Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday. So by the end of Friday, those 60 hours will pass. So ask the Gemara. So what's wrong with Friday night? V'litbalu b'nei shimshi, v'litbalu Torah, b'nei shimshi. Why did they go to the mikvah and get the Torah Friday night? What do they wait till Shabbos morning for? Why don't they just get the Torah Friday night? What's the problem? Rashi points out that Beinei Shimshei, which means Beina Shmashos, twilight, that's Friday night, is called twilight. Even though every night of the week has twilight, but the twilight of the week is Friday night. Similar to what the Marsha says at the beginning of Yuma, Maseches Yuma, about Yom Kippur, is called Yoma, the day. This is the day. If you say the day, Yom Kippur. You don't have to say anything more. Just the day, Yoma. It's not called Kippurim. Tzechaz Yoma. So you say, Bein HaShmashos, it's Friday night. Stam Bein HaShmashos is Friday night. That's what Rashi says right here. He says, Mipnei Shebein HaShmashos Shelo Chaluk Mikol Yamim. It's Bein HaShmashos is different than every other Bein HaShmashos. This Bein HaShmashos is not created like every other Bein HaShmashos. Right, it brings in Kedusha, and therefore it's different. So ask the Gemara, but really it means here at night, not just Bein HaShmashos. So according to Rabbi Akiva, why did they just get the Torah Friday night? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Lo Meirosh V'Seser Dibarti. Based on the Pasuk in Yishayo, which basically is telling us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to do things in private. The Marsha says here, you know why? Because later on in history, the Umos Ola might have come and said, hey, if we would have known about the Torah, we would have taken, why do you do it in public? Because Baruch Hu says, I'll do it in public. Let's see how you react. The Sifri, they Hashem offered them the Torah. The other message could be here, the other shot of this line, is that Judaism is the only religion that started off in public. Right? The other two religions of the world, the other two major religions, it all started off in private. One person! One person had a vision, one person did this, one person did that, so it's not provable. It's not provable! Okay, one person. Could have made it up, right? Only Yadus, right? How did Yadus start? 2 million people witnessed something. That would be a tremendous lie to pass through 2 million people throughout the generations. And you know, even if you try to play the game of telephone with two people. But two, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yes, my religion, Am Yisrael, Yadus, is starting out in public. That's this line. Ki Meirosh B'Seser Dibarti, even more fundamentally than just the way the Marsha says it. Next. Fine, so Friday night's out. V'lit b'lu b'tzafer d'shapsa, v'lit b'lu tar b'tzafer d'shapsa. So why didn't we do it in the morning? Why don't we just want to say to go to the mikveh at night? Let him go to the mikveh in the morning. Meaning push everything a little bit later. Right, according to Rabbi Akiva, we say you need 60 hours. You need the 12 onos. So why do you have to give the instructions Wednesday morning? So if we're already pushing it to Shabbos morning, because you can't do it Friday night, it's a private, so why don't you just give the instructions Wednesday night? So through Friday night, and then Shabbos morning. So Gemara said, no. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Shalo yiyu halalu hochel lekabel Torah, halalu hochel letvila. It's going to be a big balagan. What, some people went to the mikvah, they're going to Harsinai already. Some people are going to the mikvah, some people are the... No, it's just easier. Let everybody finish. Let everybody get Tahar. And then everybody in the morning will go and equally accept the Torah at the same moment. It'll be much more misudar. Good. This was all so far what we have discussed. The first three opinions about Pleita Shechva Zera. Now we're up to the fourth. Amr Rabbi Chiyah, Rabbi Abba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Zudiv, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. Aval Chachamim Omrim, Sheish Onos Shlemos Be'inan. The Chachamim say... We need two, at least part of this is quoted Lamaisa. I shouldn't say it's the only one. Before and earlier we have a little bit Lamaisa, we're getting to Tumah. But Sheish Onos Shlemos Be'inan, you need six full Onos. Meaning, 12, 72 hours. Not just 60 hours like Rabbi Akiva said. Sheish Onos Shlemos Be'inan. Right, and this is, as we know, related to Halacha Lamaisa in terms of Hilchas Nida. As we know, Bizman Hazeh, Bizman Hazeh, we treat all nidos as Zava Gadolas. Zava Gadolas, even though Mida or Raisa, a nido does not have to wait any days. She bleeds for 7 days, she does an internal check, she does a bedikah at the end of the 7 days, and she's clean, she goes to the mikvah that night, she's with her husband. Mida or Raisa. But, we know already for thousands of years, that every woman today has the status of a Zava Gadola. Even if she only sees a Tipa Tam Kachardo, the Chumra to Rabbi Zera, we had it back in Brachas and in Nida, that even if a woman sees only a tiny job above, she has to wait Shivan Akiyam. 7 days. But then we have the extra Chumra, which is really not such a Chumra, because most women bleed for a couple of days anyway. And that is to wait the 5 days before she starts counting Shivan Akiyam. Where do those 5 days come from? Right here, this line that we just read. This is the source for the 5 days. Why? Because Chazal enacted that not only does a woman, before she starts counting Shivan Akiyam, does she have to be clean from any menstrual blood, she has to be clean from any zera that she had that might be coming out of her. Clean totally, naki. And therefore, Chazal said, because she might have been with her husband right before she became a Nida, that's why she's not allowed to start counting the Shivan Akiyam until she is clean from any menstrual or seminal blood, or seminal emission. And that is why we count, we don't start counting until after. So, but if you read this Gemara though, you should only have 4 days, not 5 days. Right? Because 72 hours, which if you count 72 hours from, let's say Sunday afternoon, you count 72 hours, that just knocks out 4 days. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But that's the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch holds 4 days. HaPoleta Shechva Zera B'yimei Svirasa. If a woman is Poleta Shechva Zera, Im Hu Toch Vav Onos L'Shimusha. There it is. If it's within six Onos, Soseres Oso Yom. Lefichach Mishameshes HaMishameshes Mitasa V'Roasa V'Acharkach Upaska. If a woman is Mishamesh, is with her husband, and then she has a Re'iyah, she becomes an Ida, and then she stops, Eina Matzchelos Lispar Shivan Akiyim, Ache Yavir Aleha Vav Onos Shlemos. Shema Tiflo. Maybe she's going to have played the Shechva Zera, and therefore she cannot start counting her Shivan Akiyam until day 5. But then comes along the Ramah, and the Ramah has the two extra Chumras. The one Chumra is that even if she had not been with her husband right beforehand, what if she hadn't been with her husband for 3 days? Doesn't matter, low plug. She has to wait these days even without having been with her husband, which again, Lamaisa usually doesn't make a difference. Most of the time, because the woman bleeds for a couple of days anyway. But then came along the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen, he added on an extra day. Because maybe, says the Trumas Hadeshen, she will be with her husband or she'll have the Re'iyah at Ben Hashmashes. And she'll think it's the earlier day and it'll really be the later day. So just to be safe, the Trumas Hadeshen added on the 5th day. But because it's an add-on, that's why, where there is a Makom Tzorich, we might be able to knock off that 5th day. Certain circumstances, fertility issues, the chulu. But again, that is why one sometimes poskim might give an answer, if you could do a hefsek before, after day 4, there might be more flexibility then, but the other 4 days is not. That's based on the Gemara, and that's the kuli alma. Again, but that is, this line is very important, halacha lamaisa. Let's continue. Amar ev chizda, machlokes shepir shemina isha. This whole issue that we have been discussing has been in terms of the Shechva Zera coming out of a woman. That's when there is a limit to the tumah, the potency of a pirshem and a ish tmeya kozmashi lacha. But if it's we're talking about the Shechva Zera that came directly out of a person, let's say out of a man, let's say it's on a beged, Rashi says, that as long as it's moist, Even if it's a week later, if it's possible. So if it's moist, it would have the power to be metame. Masav Rav Sheshes, is that really true? V'chol beged v'chol orah sher yi'alav shechva zera. The pasuk says, any beged that has shechva zera on it, prat l'shechva zera sheyisrucha, excluding putrid shechva zera. My lav shepir shem min ha'ish, isn't that talking about min ha'ish? So you see, even by a shechva zera directly from a man is going to have a limited limited powers in terms of its tumah. Lo shemir shem min ha'isha, no, maybe that could be talking about parish from a woman. Boy, Rav Papa, ask Rav Papa the following question. Shechva zera shel Yisrael b'mei kusis. Rachmana litzlan, if a man, a Jewish man, was with a non-Jewish woman, so the shechva zera of a Jewish man was inside the body of a Jewish woman, does that affect it any differently? We're assuming that it's the body, the environment around the shechva zera that affects the shechva zera, that maybe warms it and makes it get ruined faster. So ma, what's the halacha? Yisrael did de'ige b'mitzvahs chavil gufayu. A Jew who's always worried about mitzvahs. He's on fire. We're on fire. So their chavil gufayu, our bodies are hot, and therefore we make the shechva zera putrid within 3 days. But akum delo de'ige b'mitzvahs lo. But umos ha'olam, they're pretty cooled off. Right? They affect the shechva zera differently. Oh, does. Unbelievable question. Are the physical characters, is there a difference between the physical characters? We're not saying better or worse, we're just saying different. Or do we say they have a different reason why their bodies are heated up? Because they're eating shkatsim uramasim, they're eating the creepy crawlies. So that warms their bodies. So, do we, that's the shayla. The intim salomar, and if you want to say kivin da achli shkatsim uramasim chavagufai, and if you want to say they have a substitute, well, what about the other way? B'mei behema, rachmanu litzlan. B'mei behema mahu. What about if the shechva zera, the status in an animal's body? Isha de isla prizdar masrach. As a woman, where it goes inside and there's an internal area where it could be, that ruins it. Ava behema de lesle prizdar lo. But not by a behema. Odema lo shna. Tegus. That question is unanswered. Period. Stop there for a minute. Two amazing ha'aris. Number one, the Chassam Sofer, both here in the Chidushim and in Shuvis. Again, it's a famous Chassam Sofer. He's very, very hesitant to rely on testimony of doctors about a specific case. He says doctors are allowed to tell you in general, or rely on them, in general, percentages, this is this and this is that. But he says, again, I'm not getting into halacha l'maisa now, we generally do rely on doctors regarding most cases, they're Yerei Shamayim, and we have no, or even if not, if we have no reason to think that what they're saying is not true. But the Chassam Sofer says most of the research that is done on non-Jewish cadavers. So how could you compare that to a Jewish body? The Gemara says here there could be differences between the physical characters of a Jew and a non-Jew. I'll just read you from the Chidushim right here, but it's also in the Tshuvas, in Yaradeya, in Simin, Kuf Chav Ches, Kuf Ayin Gimel, says the Chassam Sofer right here. Umipnei zeh kashali lismoch b'shem hora'a al rofe zmanenu afilu Yisrael. Even a Jewish doctor, b'inyan nida v'chadome, t'chol mumchasam al pi sifrei refuos, shenaso aydei nisayon, shahaya lahem aydei gufei umos ha'olam, v'ken kol chachmasam b'nituach, al pi shenisu b'gufan shalahem, t'chavil gufayu, v'ein mizerai l'gufei b'nei Yisrael, v'chulu. He says, for Hilchas Shabbos, for Yom Kippurs, right, something if Hashem is always lahaka, they rely on anything. Because all you need to get it is into the category of suffix. But to get it into the category of vadai, he says you gotta be wary. But you gotta know how to put that, use that chassam sofer lemaisa, but that's chassam sofer right here. Number one. Number two, the other amazing shayla, the Maariv Chayis here asks, what are we talking about? We're talking about the shechva zera in the bodies of Jews. The whole Gemara today, but shechva zera, plus shechva zera, and the reason that it gets ruined is because we're daigi b'mitzvahs, we're excited, and therefore we're on fire. We didn't get the Torah yet. This was before Maamad Har Sinai. What are we on fire about? We didn't get the Torah yet. We're on fire from all the mitzvahs. What? Because we had 15 mitzvahs by then. We had the seven and plus Meiser and Amram added on a few. Okay, but we had a few. It says the Maariv Chayis. So the Chassam Sofer says they were excited to get the Torah. They were into the Hachana. The other option that one could, The other option that one could suggest is that Rav Soloveitchik, we mentioned Rav Soloveitchik's thought on the Gemara at the end of Perek Merubah, where again the Gemara says there that Bnei Yisrael went 3 days without the water and they were thirsty and Mara ein mayim ela Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu was misakein every 3 days that we should have laning. We shouldn't go 3 days without laning. Monday, Thursday, Shabbos. So he asked Rav Soloveitchik, they were thirsty for Torah. They didn't have the Torah yet. What were they thirsty for? So Rav Soloveitchik said, no, they were thirsty because every Jew has an inherent connection to Torah. And that's why they were thirsty. And that comes from, maybe he says, the Gemara Nida, that we learned Torah in utero, even though we're going to forget it all, and the Malach would cause us to forget it, but that's to create the innate connection that every Jew has to Torah. So maybe that's related to here also. We're daigi b'mitzvahs, because we have that connection to the mitzvahs. We have that connection even before we were mitzuvah them. Okay, let's just start a little bit the next piece, and then we'll continue with Beit Hashem tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow is Nasa v'Nishma, bunch of exciting issues. Tanu Rabbana, says the Gemara, let's at least start this topic. B'shishi b'chodesh nitnu aseret hadibros liYisrael. On the sixth day of Sivan, we got the aseret hadibros, Rabbi Yossi Omer b'shiva bo. On the seventh day, it's amazing that there's a machlokas about this. That there's a machlokas for the day the Torah was given. There's no machlokas at any other holiday. Everybody agrees that the 15th is Pesach and Sukkot is the 15th. When we got the Torah, machlokas. It's like the old joke in Judaism. Every quite machlokas. But this, when we got the Torah? Pretty amazing. Day 6 or day 7. Amar Rava. So now the Gemara is going to go through where does the machlokas come from. So we're going to start. Amar Rava. Dekuli Alma B'Rosh Chodesh Asu L'Midbar Sinai. Everybody agrees that they came to Midbar Sinai on Rosh Chodesh. K'siv Hacha B'Yom Hazeh B'Om Midbar Sinai. V'K'siv Hasa Machodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. The Gezer Shava. Ma'la Halon Rosh Chodesh Avkan Rosh Chodesh. So everybody agrees to that. Utekuli Alma V'Shabbos Din Natar L'Yisrael. And everybody agrees that we got the Torah on Shabbos. We came to the Midbar on Rosh Chodesh, and we got the Torah on Shabbos. Shtichsiv hacha zacharis yom Shabbos lekadsho. Vichsiv hasa mayim Moshe alam zacharis yom hazeh. Malahalan biitzu Moshe yom avkan biitzu Moshe yom. So everybody agrees we came to the midbar on Rosh Chodesh, and everybody agrees that we got the Torah on Shabbos. What's the machlokas? Ki pligi bikviyah deyarcha. The question is, what day of the week was Rosh Chodesh? That's why there's a machlokas whether we got the Torah on day 6 or day 7, and the Gemara is going to go through now what day, what the machlokas is, but we'll stop here before the Gemara continues. But again, this is a lot to talk about here. Everybody got the Torah on Shabbos. By the way, that's why the Torah says that we have three different Shmona Esrays on Shabbos, not like on Yom Tov. We have the same Shmona Esray by Shacharis and Mincha and Ma'ariv, the same Shmona Esray, Atav HaChaitanu. But on Shabbos, we have three different Shmona Esrays, Atav Kidashto, Yislach Moshe, and Atav Echad. Why? Because the Torah writes that every one of the Shmona Esrays is connected a different Shabbos. Friday night is Shabbos Bereishis. Friday morning, Shabbos morning is Shabbos Matan Torah, because everybody agrees the Torah was given on Shabbos, and Shabbos, and the third one, the one by Mincha, is, I think, Shabbos La'asid Lavo. That's what he says in Siman Reish Tzadik Beis. V'ata Echad Keneged Shabbos La'asid Lavo. That's what we have allusions there to the Gula. Okay, we'll stop here, and Beit Hashem, again, I'll try to get tomorrow's daf up sometime today.